There have been attacks in Rafah yesterday and also during the night. From Khan Yunis, we could hear a lot of heavy explosions. Our windows and doors were shaking throughout the whole night. It was very, very noisy. People don't feel safe. Children are terrified. They are distressed. And it's been going on for months now, and people are exhausted. There are hundreds of thousands of people everywhere. There is no space anymore. There is no space to move in a car. There is sometimes even no space to walk. There is lack of access to food, lack of access to water, lack of access to sanitation, lack of access to health care. There is a huge need for primary health care, for follow-up of patients who had surgeries, multiple surgeries. There are people with infected wounds. We do see people start to move, to take the little belongings they have left to try to get to a safer place. They don't know anymore what to do, and they just feel unsafe and terrified about what is going to happen next. Where is it safe? Where should we go? And there is no answer to that. And that really leads to a feeling of despair. It's quite sad to see how empty people's eyes are, despite all the resilience that people have here.